Well, what did you make of that?
I thought we were a better team. I really come. This was always going to be a difficult game for us because they've just lost 11 goals in two games, and you can hear the demonstrations. So you know there's a kind of hostile atmosphere. So it's always going to be a difficult game. But I thought we started the game brilliantly. We lose a goal when we lose a bad free kick, and then we get ourselves back into it. But I thought our goal was excellent as well. Terrific cross from Adam, a great header. So plenty of encouragement there. I mean, the front two I thought were excellent. Rhodes and Graham I thought were excellent.
You just need a little bit more of that, that moment when you score. You just need more of that, don't
you?
Yeah,
no, you do. And they said this was always going to be a difficult game because of the situation here. But no, listen, as I said, if you can't win it, make sure you don't lose the game. And all credit to them. I thought it was the better team. I thought we should have had a penalty. Just saw it on the screen there, and I thought it was a good penalty.
Yeah, Simeon Jackson seemed to do very well when he came on. What did you make of Danny Graham's performance?
I thought he was excellent. I really did. I thought he was out all round game. Even if Danny doesn't win a header, there's a bit of mayhem there. And I thought his link-up play, I thought, honestly, really, really pleasing.
Is there a fine margin between you winning football matches now and you're not doing?
Yeah, no, I think there is. I think there is that anyway. You know, and as I said, we have to stop that little kind of rot thing we were in there. And the last two games, we've won one and drawn one, as I said. So it's we've got to build on that.
Jordan Rhodes has put the goal drought behind him with two goals in two now.
Yeah, as I said before, people tell me that. That's what he does. He goes these little runs where he might not score for a few, and then he goes with a little run. So, terrific headers, a terrific ball in.
It's quite a bruising encounter. How's Jason Steele?
Yeah, his back's actually a bit sore at the minute. So we'll have to really see how he is, but he's pretty sore at the minute.
Ben Marshall missed the game with a heel problem.
He did. He got a nasty one on Monday night on the back of his heel, so he required stitches, so he couldn't play.
Marcus Olsen not involved. Is there anything to read into that? Is that an injury problem?
No, it's not. There's maybe something happening, Marcus, this week. We need to wait and see. So, yeah.
Can you expand on that at all?
No, just as a club came in from, and obviously Marcus been out of contract, and if we get the money, it's going to be a really good deal for the club because he's out of contract and can walk away for nothing. And the money we're getting is good for somebody that's going to come out of contract.
Has the player himself requested to leave, expressed a desire to leave?
Well, I think this was all ongoing before I came in, actually, you know, and I think that's the kind of situation I've come into, that that's what's happened. So Marcus obviously exercised the right to whether the club or Marcus discussion before my time, I don't know, but we obviously entered the Bosman ruling, and you can go, and we have to protect the club as well. It's a really good offer for somebody that's kind of out of contract.